Podtacker Update, episode 56 for the week of March 27, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacker, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
With Johnny-san.
And this is Jublane.
And we are here with the update show. This time we'll be talking about the Podtacker update with the latest Podtacker community news, Halo news, and some web resources for you. And our favorite part of the Podtacker update, you know you've been playing too much Halo 2 if. We've got some good ones on this one. We're looking forward to getting to them. So let's move along with this. I'll be kind of covering all the tips here. We'll all be talking about the whole deal, conversating. Right on. Okay, right on. Let's get going. First of all, onto the communities. We got Podtacker is a community podcast, and it's kind of the first of its kind as far as we know it because of the way we kind of read back everybody's tips and everything. Anyway, we have one of the things that makes us a community podcast is that we have 1,200 members at podtacker.com, and we have about 1,300 listeners. And I don't know, I call that a pretty good ratio right there. We also have 13 Halo 2 clans, and basically we have our rec clans going on, our recreational clans, and we have our pro clans. And if you guys want to join in and kind of hang out with the Podtacker crew there, you can go to podtacker.com, sign up on the right side, and request a clan invite, and we'll send you one for one of our rec clans. And if you want to get in one of our pro clans, you can join one of the scouting events where we kind of check out, see if you're good enough. And if you're good enough, we'll invite you to a pro clan. So just want to let you guys know about that. We're also kind of having some stuff coming up with, you know, possibly the season going on, right? How's that going to work, Johnny Son? Do you have any kind of conjecture on how that's going on?
I've got a few ideas going. It just depends on the amount of people who want to get involved. We have your typical standard professional season where every team will play every other team, and at the end of the season, you will just determine who the winner is by point totals. We have a more season/tournament style where we could also have a bracket system with the teams garnering the most points in a bracket, playing each other in a playoff system to determine the winner. We've got lots of possibilities. It just depends on how many people show up and who wants to play. So I'm looking forward to doing it.
Right on. Well, yeah, that's a good point, actually. The season's really, and the tournaments, for that matter, depend on how involved people are. So you guys, if you guys are in pro clans, man, stick around. Join in, man. Get in on these tournaments, because that's pretty much what the pro clans are about within Podtacular, so cool. Alright, so let's move on to some Halo news. Real quick, of course, still no official word from Bungie about Halo 3. Come on, Bungie, give us a bone, man. Something, anything.
It's a really big problem.
The bow of silence that they've taken.
Exactly.
No, man.
We need some content so we can at least start to look forward to it or something. And this stuff about Frankie, obviously, and I swear every single weekly update for like the last year or so has talked about the big awesome secret project that he can't talk about. It's like, come on, man.
You mean Pimps at Sea, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The pirate game.
Looking forward to that. Can't wait to do some pirating.
What would be really funny is if Bungie gave Halo 3 to somebody else and were working on their own property, which is not going to happen, of course, because Halo is Bungie's own IP, but wouldn't that just be a twist of fate?
If that happened, I'd like, I don't know, man, I think I'd probably go crazy.
Yeah. Well, okay, moving on to, we have some web resources here. I'll start off with one from Sick Nasty Inc., who says, there's an awesome website he's been using where you can create tournaments with cash payouts. It's totally legit because the money is all handled through PayPal. The website is tourneyref.com, and there are hardly any tournaments being played at the moment because there are not a lot of members on the website. This is a little while back, actually. You can host other games there, too, but it's mostly Halo 2 being played. And don't worry, the buy-ins for the tournament can be no more than $5, so you won't go broke. He says he wants to get the message out so there can be more members on the site and he can start playing again. Sounds pretty cool,
$5
huh?
$5. God, it's like two meals.
No kidding. You know, though, I gotta say, I like his name. Sick Nasty Inc. He's not just Sick Nasty. He's incorporated.
Yeah, man.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, it's a good tax shelter there for Sick Nasty Inc. Mm-hmm. on to Spence B7, who says, "This site is the bomb. I need this broadcasted. Please, I tried so many ways of recruiting people. I hope you guys can help. www.teamnivlac.comf." I don't think it's comf.
Is that a typo, perhaps?
Probably, yeah. It's a typo.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so yeah, we
Don't forget the last part.
Exactly. We went to your site. Yeah, it needs to be broadcasted. You try so many ways to recruiting people. We hope we can help. Well,
I have a suggestion for Spence B7. Perhaps when he's trying to recruit people, he could use proper sentences and capitalization.
Yeah, and maybe, like, instead of having 47 different exclamation points, you could narrow it down to maybe 2 or 3 at the most.
You know, honestly, I really want to see a few numeral ones in there. You know, exclamation point, that's cool. But then you got to throw in a few ones to break up the exclamation points. Everybody knows you're trying to use exclamation points.
That's the only cool way to do it.
So what is the site? Has anybody looked at the site? What is teamnivlac.com?
I think what it is it's a Machinima site, and I just thought that was kind of funny because he's like, "Oh, I need this broadcast, and I need to recruit people."
You know, Machinima, like red versus blue. Interesting.
Yeah. So if you guys are Machinima nuts, there you go. There's one of them.
Okay.
He's trying to recruit people, so
The F is a typo. It's just .com.
It is.
.com.
TeamNivlac.com.
Okay, it's Team Nivlac, I think is how that's pronounced.
Nivlac, yeah, Nivlac. That might be it.
It's just the capital of greatness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. So join that.
There you go, dude.
Moving on.
We broadcasted it for you.
on to Hugh Mann, who says, "Hey, I'm in Pod TV, and this is my website all about Halo 3. There's some really cool stuff in here, and that is at freewebs.com/Halo3speculation. That one's kind of interesting. There's some good Halo 3 stuff there.
What kind of Halo 3 stuff does he have? The game hasn't been officially announced.
Halo 3 speculation. Yeah, pretty much what we have, because we're still waiting on Bungie.
I can do a bit of speculating for you. It's going to have guns.
Nice.
Lots of them.
A few aliens, possibly.
Possibly aliens. Maybe people wearing armor.
See, this is the only place you're going to find intelligent speculation by Halo 3 folks.
That's right.
Is where it's at.
That's right. I think they might have shields, too. I know, it's just a guess, though. Don't hold me to that.
Hey, you know, if they move to the one-shot, one-kill method, though, it could be Counter-Strike on a console.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Bring the pistol back. All right.
I'd like to have Halo 1 all over again, please. If you could just put Sidewinder and everything else in there, that would be great. And just the whole campaign from Halo 1, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Just call it Halo 3,
though. I gotta say, in my moment to broadcast to people, that did anybody else feel like the Halo 1 got a little repetitive in the level design?
Of it did.
The eighth time you ran through the alien structure that's identical to the previous 7, I don't know, maybe that was just one too many.
I don't know, but for me, that kind of, honestly, that like added to the realism, because like, if you have a giant building going on with, you know, a lot of times stuff is designed in a similar way. So, I don't know, for me, I didn't even notice that until people started saying that, really.
I can definitely see your point there. I think maybe perhaps my frustration stemmed from getting turned around and having no idea which way I was going. I'd run for 20 minutes
especially,
and not find anybody.
Especially in the harder levels like the library and I don't remember what the other one was. I think it was just called Halo. but it was just a really big map, which is awesome, but you eventually just had to sit there and wait for them to give you a nav point because you just had no idea where you were.
I don't know. I didn't really have that problem because I started figuring out pretty soon that like there was arrows on the ground saying go this way and everything.
Well, you know, Fumo, not all of us like to look at arrows.
Me and Johnny-san are actually have.
I thought they were a trick.
You guys are non-arrow guys, I see.
You know, I thought they were trying to trick me. Honestly, I thought it was a dirty trick by the Covenant.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to follow any arrows.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ambush. Had ambush written all over it.
It certainly did.
Well, that's all right. Good thing you're a super soldier, so you can take those ambushes. Well, also we have Gamertag Radio has a custom 360 faceplate from facetags.com. And you guys, if you want to make your own 360 faceplate, you can actually make that there and get it shipped to your house, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so, I've been to that site. It is really, really nice.
It's pretty sweet. You can make your custom graphics for your own 360.
Mm-hmm. How much do those faceplates cost?
Like $10 each.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I think it's just like a sticker that you just apply to the your 360, but I'm not sure.
Ah, I see. I don't own a 360, so...
Yeah.
Nor do I.
I'm one of those lower-class citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're retro gamers, right?
Hopefully.
That's right. Back in the day when people played Xbox.
Yeah, us old geezers playing Xbox One. Anyway, on to our favorite part of the show. You know you've been playing too much Halo 2 if... And we got some good ones here, man.
Oh, we're doing a show? Oh, whoops. Forgot about that.
Are we recording? All right, cool. Okay.
I mean, this isn't the hour and a half where we were just chatting.
Yeah,
dude, there's a lot of setup for this show right here. So let's go on to one from No Ammunition, who says, you know you've been playing Halo 2 for too long. If you sit down to dinner, pick up your fork, and in the corner of your eye it says... Hold X to pick up a spoon, hold Y to dual wield a spoon.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
But, you know, I think dual wielding, the fork and the spoon, is going to be better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There you go. A whole new line of contacts that have, like, contact lenses that have hold X to do whatever in the corner of them. That would be sick.
Man, you get your own personal HUD system going on.
Yeah,
nice. Hold X to pick up Big Mac. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much you have problems if it says anything in the corner of your eye and you don't have a personal HUD system.
Usually.
That's very true. You know, if you're seeing written things anywhere in your vision on your eyeballs, I think you need to consult an optometrist right away.
Yeah, if you're seeing anything in the corner of your eyeballs, make sure to hold X to call 911.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
No, hold X to pick up the phone to call 911.
Exactly.
Dialing is a whole other issue with just a D-pad.
Yeah, you're going to have to use that that keyboard thing going on and back and forth with the D-pad. And yeah, hope you don't cancel out because then you're going to have serious... Or hit the wrong number and then hit OK and then you have to back out. And, yeah.
Hope you've got a USB port for that Xbox.
Exactly. Plugging stuff into the side of your head.
Hope we have a next topic.
Next topic. On to one from Mintz, who says, you know you play too much Halo 2? If you strafe around corners in real life, put the controller down, man. You know you play too much Halo 2 also if you complain about lag in a physical sport.
No, I like that second one.
Yeah, me too.
That's classic.
Yeah, that's dude.
That's what I use as my excuse, like running around the basketball court. I'm just lagging, guys. I'm looking
Definitely gonna have to use that one.
It's my I got connection. Bridge playing racquetball the other day, man. It sucked.
Standbying.
Yeah, man. I was playing racquetball. All of a sudden, my vision went to blue screen.
It's like, dang it. So annoying.
Another one from
when
Chase.
Came back, you were up 3-1.
Another one from Chase, who says, you know you're playing too much Halo 2 when you start signing your papers with your gamer tag. Oh, that's a good one right there, dude.
That is good.
That is seriously too much Halo 2. Or you beat someone down so bad. This is weird. He's like, you beat someone down so bad that they start to cry, or you try to shoot the cat and then yell in frustration because you left your gun in your locker at school.
Wow. That went downhill pretty fast.
Yeah, really.
We got normal Chase, and then we got, wow, Chase, we need to
Chase
have a talk.
We got Chase, we need a therapist, crazy, man.
Sounds like shooting the cat, guns at school, this is not good.
Yeah, man. Someone. That was
Beating
like top of the cliff and then falling right down.
Wow. Leave the cats alone, man.
Yeah.
They
cats.
Have feelings, too.
What they do to you? On to Dial Pex, who says, you know you've played too much Halo 2 when you walk into a restaurant, and note that if the three or four employees behind the counter stood a little close together, you could take them all out with a single rocket.
I'll never have that thought, because I always take myself out with the rockets. I mean, every time. It's not even funny. I don't pick them up.
Don't you hate when, like, you're right at, you're trying to peek out from behind a, like, the side of a wall, and you peek out with the rockets, and you don't peek out quite enough, because the rockets are in this, your opposite hand, and then you fire, and it freaking hits the wall right in front of you, and you're like...
Yeah, that's always bad, because then the guy in live laughs.
I know.
He's like, dude, the rocket guy just blew himself up. Nah.
You're like, shut up, no I didn't.
And then you gotta respond and be like, who had rockets? God.
I know, idiot. God. Exactly. Let's see here. On one from Colin Thompson, who says, you know, you've been playing too much Halo 2 when you keep a copy of the game, the strategy guide, and an Ethernet cable with you at all times. Okay, so Colin, what I want to know is, what good is that going to do you when you have no Xbox, no controller, no TV, no cables?
Yeah, the Xbox is kind of the most important part.
I don't know. I play Halo 2 with just my disc and a strategy guide, and that's all I need.
You know, that says that you're hardcore, though, because you don't even need to load it up.
Yeah, I'm so good. I don't even need a controller.
You can picture Master Chief slaying Covenant grunts left and right. And you know exactly where the next one is because you've got the strategy guide.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Ethernet cable is for, but you're good with the disc and the strategy guide.
Yeah, that Ethernet thing, man.
The Ethernet cable, that's the non sequitur for me. I'm not sure what you're going to do with that.
Me neither. He says, you know you're playing too much Halo 2 when every time you play a board game, you call the Master Chief game piece. I think he's talking about, like, Monopoly style, like, I call the car, or the boot, or the...
Yeah.
Whatever. Cannon, yeah.
Is there a Master Chief game piece? Because if there is, I think that would be kind of fun to have.
I think there is in the Halo 2 version of Monopoly.
You know, you gotta
bust
that out.
Is there a Halo 2 version of Monopoly?
Wow.
Yeah, dude, there's a hunter, and, you know...
Are you serious?
No.
I was going to say,
that would be awesome.
Well, I was kind of fooled because, you know, there's like a Florida edition.
Yeah, there is.
A Key West edition.
Lord
there's
of the
like
Rings.
Every edition of Monopoly you can imagine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would be kind of fun if people are playing legit straight up Monopoly and they're like, I call the shoe. And you're like, all right, fine, you can have it. I'm Master Chief. Bam.
But you're going to get stomped on by the shoe. It's the shoe. Shut up. Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so he says, you know you don't play... Let's see here. You know you play too much Halo 2 when you start talking to people in Elite. I don't know. What do you guys think of that one?
How do you talk Elite, though? Because it's all numbers. What do you go up to somebody and say, I am going to PWN you... I don't even know how to...
Yeah,
exactly.
You say the numerals, you're like... I am 1337.
That's what I didn't understand. You know, it's like, I think maybe the lead is more like if you say stuff like that in real life, you just spend too much time typing and not enough time talking. You know,
is this like going up to your girlfriend and being like, I'm gonna no-scope your ass if you don't get me a beer? Is that Elite? Exactly. I don't know if that's Elite. Maybe that's just Halo 2 lingo.
You said that like you have experience with that phrase, Johnny-san.
You know, I would be scared if I told my girlfriend to get me a beer. I've heard that that is over the line.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
I do that, but it's like kind of a half-joke thing. Like, I'm like, honey, can you get me a beer? She's like, okay, you love when I get you a beer. I'm like, yeah.
Woman.
Give me a beer.
Get me food.
No, I said that once. That was bad. I was joking, but it was bad.
That didn't go over too well.
didn't work very well at all.
Oh, one way to find out.
More courage than I, my friend.
Work up to it gradually.
Yeah, somehow that worked out, yeah. On to Juice 57, he says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you're playing in a soccer game and you are down by one with 1 minute to go and you're on the bench. You yell to the players on your team, turn on your mods. Okay, so what's this going to look like if your soccer players turn on their mods?
You know, I want to analyze the fact that definitely the guy that's modding is on the bench. I totally see that as being true.
Good point. What's he doing on the bench? Maybe he just doesn't mod.
Because he's a modder.
Right. Maybe all of his teammates are modders, but he's sitting on the bench saying, turn on your mods. But why? I'm confused by that.
Interesting philosophical discussion. Do his soccer teammates know what modding is? Perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe he plays Halo 2 too much.
That could be an explanation.
Well, just 57 rocks, man. On to Tollbooth Willie, who says, we love you, Juice. Who says, Tollbooth Willie says, you know you're playing too much Halo 2 when your favorite NCAA basketball, UConn, I guess that's University of Connecticut or something?
Yeah.
UConn's a team. I think it's your favorite NCAA team in basketball.
I think that's his favorite team.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, when they hit a three to win, when they hit a three to win the game, and then you get up to win the game. Okay. And then you get up and yell at the TV, triple kill. Do you guys, like, pay attention to pro sports at all?
I'll pay attention to football and sometimes baseball, but I don't look at basketball at all, man.
Yeah.
Basketball just bores me on the TV.
I will watch whatever professional soccer I can get my hands on.
Really?
Yeah, I played pretty competitively for a while, so I like it a lot. I'm really looking forward to the World Cup this summer.
Sweet.
That's going to be drunken debauchery for a month in front of the TV.
Okay, so here's a question. If you weren't already, if you hadn't already played competitive soccer, would you still be into the World Cup anyway?
Yeah, I think I just like soccer. It's fun for me. I enjoy it as a sport. I don't, you know, the funny thing is I don't like watching basketball or football. I watch college football. I can't watch professional football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes me weird, but maybe it's because I'm in college. I like Florida State.
So. College anything is generally, in sports, is generally better than professional.
Yeah, I like the passion the kids bring to the game. Definitely. As opposed to in professional football, you know, somebody sprains their ankle, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I got a $10 million contract. Finger. I don't want to ruin that. But in college, you know, the kids just want to play.
Yeah.
So
the reason I ask is because it doesn't seem like as many gamers get into pro sports as you know, everybody else. I don't know, maybe it's just me.
I think it's probably true.
Yeah, that's probably true, because they're spending most of their time gaming. But, you know, actually, I heard a recent study was that a lot of highly competitive gamers, the kids who are winning money now,
mm-hmm.
do play competitive sports. They play them. I don't know if they watch them. But they're actually active kids. You know, like, I saw something about Fatality. He's one of the best professional computer gamers in the world. And, you know, he talks about, you know, you have to exercise regularly to keep yourself in shape, because that's a mental aspect of the game. You can't just sit in front of your TV all day.
Right.
You gotta get out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. I'm the same way, I mean, to where I'd much rather play a game than watch a game necessarily, especially a lot of the stuff that's on, you know, basketball, baseball, football. I mean, I'd rather play one of these things, or if I knew somebody in there, I'll watch it, you know, but it's like, if it's just a bunch of people that are paid $10 million to play or something, then what's the point?
You know? I totally agree with you. I'd much rather play some basketball than watch some basketball. I guess I just have a soft spot in my heart for soccer. I just enjoy to watch it. It's a fun game. Too bad in the States we get maybe one soccer game a month at most.
Well, I could totally get into that too, because, I mean, I know the rest of the world really gets into the World Cup and everything, and I'm probably going to try to get into that more, because that's one sport I can get into, just because, you know, there's more of a
competitiveness with the rest of the world instead of just like our own little bubble in the United States.
Soccer, hey, soccer is really a love or hate thing. I know a lot of people that don't even classify soccer as a sport, which is obviously ridiculous. Soccer is one of the most active sports there is.
Oh man, okay.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah,
but
I love it. I love it when football players used to say that, you know, soccer players are wimps.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, you know, people hit you in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know because you've never played.
And they're a lot more fit. Soccer players are the whole time. Football players are generally weigh a lot more too. They have a lot more fat on them because they're trying to, you know, shove the other guy over.
My analogy was, you know, soccer goes for 90 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. Football, you stop every 20, 30 seconds to, you know, make a new play.
Right. Yeah, and I know we're off topic here and all that, but, you know, whatever, we're talking. But,
whatever. It's the Halo 2 / whatever we feel like talking about podcast.
Exactly. Damn straight.
The host, then you're listening. Yeah,
if you're still listening, pity on you, my friend.
Wow. If you're still listening, you suck. Oh.
Wait, was I not supposed to say that? Nah, you can edit that out.
Probably not. Anyway, that's all right. Now that we've lost half our listeners, back to the show. No, but I do want to go to the World Cup, though. But anyway, that kind of brings me to what I was going to ask on this, is that what do you guys think of, like, professional gaming? Like, would you watch a TV show that was a competition of professional gamers?
Absolutely. I talked with Johnny Son a little bit before we started recording, and I really think that there's a huge market for that. I mean, if you can tune in on ESPN and watch a world match, you know, some of the world classified players play Halo 2 and play, you know, like a tournament or just a really long game, I think people will be all over that because there's a huge base of gamers out there that also watch a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess since you guys talked about it, you both agree on that. I mean, I'm the same way to where I think I would totally watch a pro gaming tournament or match or anything like that. I mean, you know, the commentary, seeing people play, even if it's a game I haven't necessarily played, they know the game inside out, just the competition and everything, I think it'd be fascinating. And yet, what surprised me is that, like, I saw something on a video gaming blog, whether it was Joystick or Dig or something, I don't know. But I know Dig's not a video gaming blog, but still, I saw it somewhere, to where it was talking about this particular thing, about whether people would watch a video gaming competition on TV. And a lot of people were gamers, but they said, oh no, man, why would I watch it when I could play? And it's like, because you're seeing people that are like the best of their kind, you know?
I really...
Really, people said that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's what surprised me.
You know, MLG has the video on demand.
Right.
For Halo 2, you can buy video on demand and you can watch the pros play Halo 2. And I know it's because my cousins play professionally on one of the top teams, and they play really well at the tournaments. And so I've watched them play and stuff, and it's just fascinating. Even though I'm not that good, I'm mediocre at best at Halo 2, but to watch them play and the way they know every grenade toss from every spot on the map, and their BR is every single time, you know, four shots.
Mm-hmm.
They don't miss with the BR. It's very interesting to watch because it becomes a professional sport. When you watch somebody, if you have some grasp of what's going on, you're like, wow, I can't believe he made that shot.
Yeah. That's what I would think, and that's why it surprised me so much to read that so many gamers would not be interested in watching, you know, a pro gamer sport. It's like, if gamers are not into it, then what's the rest of the world going to think, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Halo2forum.com. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that site. They come out with, pretty regularly, they'll come out with a video of two teams just skirmishing with each other, two professional teams, and you can get that one for free. I know that the video on demand, I would love to do that, but it's like $20 or something to buy, and I just haven't bothered with it. But I love watching those games, man, and you learn a lot too, because you can actually—it's taken from a capture card, so you can see it from their view and see what it looks like to do the right thing or whatever. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, very interesting. Well, Exit Wounds does a lot of that stuff, and that's the team my cousins play on. They do a lot of those games, and they'll play some of the top teams in the country. But yeah, it's very, you know, I think Fumo, your reaction that you found might have just been the internet.
And could
just,
be.
You know, the internet is the internet, and there will always be people who complain about everything on the internet. So, true. I mean, apparently VOD is getting the MLG Pro business some money, or else they wouldn't still be doing it.
Right. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully that'll come around, and actually, because I know that they were talking about MLG being on ESPN and all kinds of stuff, and being a legitimate sport and everything. And, you know, hopefully that really comes around and it kind of legitimizes itself more to where even people that maybe aren't into games tune into it just because of the competitiveness and just can kind of get over the fact that it's a game, you know, and it has this stigma attached to non-gamers, you know, for non-gamers rather. But, you know, hopefully they can get over that and get into it like it's a sport and watch it like any other sport that they may not be familiar with, you know.
Yeah, I think it'll start slow because ESPN or anybody who'd be investing money in that, it would be a pretty big gamble for them.
Yeah.
But I think there's a big audience for it. I really, and I know I would and love to watch it. And I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, I know they'd be interested in it. So I think that you'll see it within the next couple of years.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. I mean, they had the MLG guys on 60 Minutes. They were interviewing them and Fatality and Little Poison and talking about Halo 2 and professional gaming and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like Fumo said, you've got ESPN talking with the MLG about working some kind of deal out. And while that's all very hush-hush and nobody knows what's going on.
Except for us.
We are the only three people who have some idea.
Yeah, so we'll tell you in a couple months when it actually comes out. And then we'll be like, I told you.
Yep.
You know, the people at the MLG tournaments were talking about how there were reporters at the last MLG championship. Mm-hmm. A lot of reporters from different stations showing up trying to find out, well, you know, what is this? I'm hearing about this big thing that's going on. Oh, it's video games? It's definitely going to grow. You're seeing a big boom in the next few years with professional gaming.
You know what I think it is? It's like old people that are, you know, have been around newspapers since they were, you know, waxing them up on like manual layout machines and everything, are finally realizing that video games make way, way, way more money than movies make every year. They, you know, there's more people. The average age of the gamer is 30 years old.
Yeah.
The, you know, there's all kinds of these factors to show that video games are not just for geeks anymore, and
definitely,
you know, whether you like it or not, you know, so
you're totally right.
They're being forced to recognize it, especially in the media, who has to be swayed to what everybody thinks, you know. So it's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. You've got a lot of gamers coming up now that are older. They're not all 14. You've got a lot of people who are 35 who used to play the NES when they were however old, and they've played the Super Nintendo. They've grown up with video games. Video games to them are not some abnormal pastime. So the further into the future we get, the older the people who are accustomed to games are going to get, and it's going to become a more and more normal pastime for people to participate in, and that just begs for mainstream attention.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine about that. It's really going to be interesting for the people of the age group that's right now, you know, like in their teens, between 14 and 20, probably, when they get to be in their 30s and 40s and 50s, how the culture is going to change around technology and stuff. Right now, a lot of the people, I don't want to generalize or stereotype, but a lot of the older people who are really making a huge what for about, you know, the violent video games and the effects video games have on kids. It's really going to be interesting to see how people's views change once they start, you know, they are moving on and getting older, the people who are in their teens right now who are experiencing these awesome games and, you know, are really into it and are knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, especially now that we move to where, you know, video game companies like Nintendo and to some extent the other companies as well are really want to be able to attract more people that are non-gamers into gaming. And,
you know, I think Nintendo has made the boldest move on that so far, both with the DS and with the Revolution, and we'll see more, you know, more what that entails, what the Revolution is that unfolds. But you know, I think they're making great strides with that, because even if they stay the same, you know, more people are getting, as new games come out, more people are getting into games, and you know, more people are finding them interesting and, you know, challenging kind of diversions to what's going on. So, you know, fun things to get involved in. So, especially as more community develops around it and everything, and with the with all the network distribution going on, and the with the Xbox Live Arcade, and with the with all of the matchmaking going on within Xbox Live, within the Nintendo DS now, with especially with stuff like Metroid Prime Hunters, and you know, eventually with the other two systems as well, it's just going to be, you know, it's really going to, I think, make a big difference in how everybody views games.
Yeah, I tell you, if I'm 50 and they aren't making games catered to me, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, no doubt. Well,
that's what really piques my curiosity is, you know, when I'm 50, am I going to feel like games have totally passed me by? Or since our generation, you know, the 20s to 30s, the 20s, even maybe even 40s, are really the first gaming generation.
Right.
I wonder if the games are going to continue to be made to appeal to us. If we're going to get to see some more adult games come out than just, you know, we started Mario. Well, we're definitely seeing some adult games, but the adult games are catered to the 20 to 30 age group right now. I wonder if that's going to continue to progress. That's what I'm interested in. I'm wondering if we're going to continue to be able to play games when we're 50, or if it's just going to have totally passed us by and maintain a younger age group.
It's an interesting point.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, honestly, I mean, I've never been like a gigantic Nintendo fan, but I think Nintendo is like really been the most innovative and risk-taking along that point, because like there's stuff recently with Brain Age and some of these other ones that are just such out there games, you know, for at least for Americans, because like, you know, we're so used to sequels and just rehashes of the same game over and over with a couple different features and pretty new graphics, that you know, some of their innovations are really able to reach out to outside of the normal gaming realm to get into other gamers, whether they're older, whether they're even younger, you know, to be able to tie into the whole thing and still make it fun and interesting. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out in the future, but yeah, interesting stuff.
Nintendo has definitely found their niche in not trying to max out graphics on their games, but to continue to make innovative games, creative games, something that you wouldn't normally think of that could possibly be a great game.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting.
Yeah, and that's totally cool. And I mean, you know, I'm not one to necessarily jump on the Nintendo bandwagon or any other bandwagon for that sake, because I'll criticize any company for, you know, any valid reason. But the thing is that, you know, Nintendo's really stepping on a limb to try to do something right, in that they're trying to at least their philosophy or the talk is that they're trying to focus on gameplay, and they're trying to make just fun games and not just try to make games bigger, better, faster, cooler, you know, that are basically rehashes of previous games. They're trying to make new and interesting and fun games, and I think that's kind of cool. But I'll tell you though, that's the thing that bothers me about Nintendo's whole take on that is that that's a lot of great talk, but in the meantime, they're coming out with Zelda number 57 and Metroid number 43 and Super Mario number 974, and it's like, come on, you know? It's like, just freaking ditch those things. I know they, you know, I know they can't necessarily ditch them because people still want their, you know, Super Mario to, like, be able to dig under the ground or do whatever the hell he does.
Blasphemy,
near this time.
Fumo. Blasphemy. Get rid of Metroid.
No, Metroid's awesome. Yeah. No.
You get burned at the stake by a bunch of Metroid fans if you're not careful.
No, please, I love Metroid. No, actually, I really do like Metroid, actually. That's like the only series that I can totally still get into, even though I won't like buy Nintendo just to play it. But If I had a DS, I'd totally be all over Metroid Prime Hunters, though. That game looks really awesome. Have you guys seen the stuff for that?
I haven't. I heard some about it, but I haven't actually seen anything or played it. I don't own a DS. But I've heard, what I heard was that it's a first-person shooter that really plays like a first-person shooter on this console, or this portable, excuse me, that hasn't had any games like that, so it's definitely not in sync with the rest of the releases for that platform.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it looks really good. I was reading the reviews, actually, on it today, and it was, you know, 90-plus percent on pretty much all of, like, four or five different sites, anyway, the top ones. And, you know, it got really good reviews, both in the single player and in the multiplayer. In the multiplayer, it really shines, surprisingly. And it kind of has... Nintendo's whole thing is different because there's so many kids going on with the Nintendo. It's kind of like the kid system. So they have to be, like, kid-friendly and everything. So, like, if you get a random player in from matchmaking, although they do that, which is awesome, but if you do, you can't hear their voice and you can't talk to them. You can only talk to people that are... You have their friend's code. And I think the reason that, you know, they did that is because, like, you don't want to run into random people and parents would be worried about all that or whatever. But I think for adults, you know, it's like Xbox Live has really said, like, you know, people can take care of themselves when they're adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you get all the 14-year-olds on there cursing at all the adults. Oh, yeah. Adults going, God, jeez. I just want to play somebody that's over 30.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think Nintendo got it right there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a bad idea. I wish I could mute all 14-year-olds. I wish that was a button on Xbox Live right there. I'd hit that.
Yeah,
even think about it.
There is disclaimers on the Xbox Live boxes or cards or whatever. It says Xbox Live is intended for ages 13 and up. But, dude, I swear, there is a lot of 8-year-olds and 7-year-olds, even 6-year-olds on there, just, like, messing around. Just little kids, dude.
Yeah.
And they cuss, I swear, they cuss every other word. They don't even know what they're saying.
You know, it makes me, I want to ask a question. Why is it always the 11-year-old white kid with the racial slurs?
A good question.
Every time. It's, like, the same kid, too. He's got 150 accounts, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I keep running into this kid.
Sounds
over
the same.
Over and over again. Yeah.
His voice sounds like a coyote that just ran through himself through a meat grinder.
Exactly. I don't know if it's voice masking or what, but please stop, whoever you are.
Yeah, really.
We know you're out there.
No doubt, man. Yeah, it's like that one we played on, like, episode 2 or whatever of Podtacular, where there was that kid that was just screaming all these cuss words the whole time. Dude. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I remember running into one kid one time, and we were in a party, and he was saying racial slurs. I booted him immediately because I have zero tolerance for that. I'm like, mm-hmm. one strike, you're out on, you know, racism, because I think mm-hmm. I'm obviously way against racism.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't care, you know, any excuses people have, I don't care, I don't want to hear it. So this kid, like, you know, I booted him out right away, and he messaged me back. he's like, why'd you boot me out? And I said, because you're being a racist jerk. You know, I don't appreciate that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't even know these people. And he's like, oh, but I was just joking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're joking? You know, how is that funny, man? Talking
exactly.
crap about something you don't even know, man. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't stand that stuff. I just mute those people as fast as I can.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, for those of you, because we know, you know, plenty of people listen to Podtacular that are under the age of 18. And, you know, seriously, like, if you guys are, like, you know, mature people, if you guys can, like, hang out and, like, not sing the entire match... You know, not yell at people and cuss at people and, you know, tell people you're going to go, you know, kick their ass or whatever all the time.
Or do something to their mom. That's
yeah, that's really what I was going to say. Yeah, because kick their ass is one thing, but, you know, we don't hear people saying stuff like
it's
that.
It's the best when it's the prepubescent kids, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to do something to your mom.
I know, it's like you don't even know what to do with that, man. Come on.
Yeah.
That.
My mom apparently gets around quite a lot from what I hear on live.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really. Yours too, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Huh. Coincidences abound.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, well, yeah, that brings us to the end of our show.
Oh, we're doing a show?
Oh.
No, we're wrapping up the show now.
Oh, yeah, we better start
that
recording,
was like
right?
15 minutes of show and 20 minutes of shooting the shit, and now we're going to stop.
That's the best part, man. Seriously, I like shows like that, actually, online. So, okay, well, yeah, tune in next week where we'll actually talk about some real stuff. No, is there
Halo 3?
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Halo 3 show next week where we talk about all the latest Halo 3 speculation. Hopefully, some more details of what Bungie has told us so far. And we'll definitely talk about what listeners want to see in Halo 3 and help us there that Bungie hasn't given us any details.
Ooh. Magic 8-Ball says Outlook does not look good.
Yes. And remember, folks, we are the only three guys that know anything about Halo 3 speculation. So this is the only place you're going to get it. So come back. And send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, news, Halo 3 wish lists, Tales from the Foxholes, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. We do ask for different stuff every week, so check it out and send it in at the new podtacular.com, which is, by the way, very sweet. It's a very slick site. Check out the forums. We need more people.
Yeah.
All right, when you submit your tips, please, for the love of God, no internet slang. Us old people cannot read things that are not punctuated, capitalized. Do not use numbers for letters. The clearer what you write is, I would suggest you write it in Microsoft Word, the less we're going to have to change it so that we can put it on air. No lead speak.
Yeah.
Totally true.
So, that's about it. You can call our listener voicemail as well at 206-888-HALO.
And normal thanks to Freak in a Box for editing this show. This might be Freak in a Box last time editing the show. He's going to be switching over to Pod TV, which is awesome. We need somebody to do that. And I saw the trailer. It looks awesome. So keep it up, Freak in a Box. And thanks for all the hard work, dude.
Yeah, man. We really appreciate all the work you put into this. And yay. Freak in a Box rules, man.
Well done. I'd like to give a shout-out to Cyclonic. Or Cyclonic, I'm not sure which he prefers, who is the host of the Halo Lounge podcast at freewebs.com/Halo Lounge.
Yes, and if I can, I'll also give a couple shout-outs to JBB, some of the other guys in the forums hanging out. You guys, you know who you are, the ones who are posting serious intelligent tips that are all, imagine that, in English. And readable. That's from the rocks. Thanks, guys, for keeping it real. And also to the guys at VGM Radio. They are really quite some nice guys and good forums, good site, whole nine yards.
Right on, no doubt. Yeah, so guys, until next show, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Johnny Son.
And this is Jublane.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Trucks and frags and frags.
And I don't want to actually give any shout-outs because I don't like anybody.
Just have your friends.
You guys all suck.
My friends list is empty.
Alright, guys. See you next time.
Next.
Later.
Time. Later.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da